Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is April 27th, 2025. In this report, we'll be taking a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for May 2025. But before we begin, an important message. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. There are two very significant changes in the zodiac during May, which will have a major impact on the astrology energy setup for many months to come. The first of these happens in the middle of the month. Jupiter will be changing signs, leaving sidereal Taurus, where it has been since the beginning of May last year, and entering sidereal Gemini. Jupiter is the good guy in Vedic astrology. It's the planet of optimism, opportunity, prosperity, increase, truth and wisdom, as well as law and justice. Wherever Jupiter is in the zodiac, or transiting in your natal chart, things tend to work out better. A planet has to manifest its qualities within the parameters dictated by the sign it is occupying. Taurus is one of the earth signs, and is the most materialistic sign in the zodiac. Taurus is focused on wealth. While in Taurus for the past year, Jupiter has been able to manifest its signification of prosperity and wealth. For instance, Jupiter transiting in Taurus boosted the stock market by over 20% during 2024. And now we all get to experience Jupiter in Gemini for the next 12 months. Gemini is one of the air signs. Air signs are based on the intellect. That means that, as compared to earth sign materialistic Taurus, Jupiter in Gemini will emphasize the non-material significations of Jupiter. In other words, this transit will be more about beliefs, truth, ethics, and justice. Now, note that Gemini is the most dualistic sign in the zodiac. So, we're not talking about absolute truth, but rather beliefs and truth from varying points of view. I'll be explaining more about Jupiter and Gemini in an upcoming episode, so be sure to sign up for May's weekly reports. The nodes of the moon, called Rahu and Ketu in Vedic astrology, will change signs at the end of May. The nodes are the eclipse points, the intersection of the path of the sun and the path of the moon as seen from the earth. They are not real planets, but are treated almost as real planets in Vedic astrology. They are actually shadows created by the earth, moon, and sun lining up in a particular way. Rahu and Ketu go backwards through the zodiac relative to the other planets, in other words, in perpetual reverse motion. They are always opposite to each other and work in tandem, and they change signs simultaneously. Starting at the end of May, Rahu will be in Aquarius and Ketu will be in Leo for the next 18 months until the end of November 2026. Rahu, the north node, is more amenable to our material ambitions and can even bring success to the area it transits through. Ketu is more destructive, representing past karma and the energy of dissolution, and therefore more problematic for the material plane. Interestingly, in the Vedic astrology chart of the USA, Ketu, transiting in Virgo, puts the significator of past karma, change, dissolution, and chaos in the 10th house of the chart. The 10th house of a nation's chart represents the ruler, which in this case is the president and those in leadership positions. And certainly there has been lots of disruption and chaos in the leadership of the USA during last year, and especially more recently. Well, when the nodes change signs, they will move to the 3rd and 9th houses of the USA chart. In other words, Ketu, significator of disruption, dissolution, and chaos, will move to the 9th house, which, for a country's chart, represents such things as the Justice Department, courts, and judges. Of course, we are already getting some indications of where things are going regarding the Trump administration versus the courts. I'll have a more complete analysis of Rahu and Ketu in their new positions in an upcoming report later in May. And one more significant change happens on the very last day of the month. Venus changes signs on May 31st, leaving sidereal Pisces and entering sidereal Aries. Due to going through a retrograde period recently, Venus has been in Pisces for an extra long time, since the end of January, in other words, 4 months. While in Pisces, Venus got involved with a train wreck of planets, putting Venus significations like agreement and finance in jeopardy. At the end of May, Venus moves to Aries, spending the month of June in that sign. Venus in Aries puts the planet of romance and relationship in a very dynamic fire sign. Aries doesn't beat around the bush. Venus in Aries is very proactive for Venus significations. So, it is likely that there will be a lot of negotiations and potentially deals when Venus moves into Aries. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for May 2025, and here's a description of what's coming up in May's weekly videos. May 4th, Saturn conjunct Neptune in Pisces, which sets the stage for particular energy for summer 2025. May 11th, Jupiter's transit in Gemini, and the analysis for each rising sign chart. May 18th, planetary patterns and their effects on world events and politics. May 25th, Rahu in Aquarius and Ketu in Leo, and the effects for each rising sign for the new positions of the nodes. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to May's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.